3 weekends without a single response to my advertisement, but this morning, several phone calls before 8 o'clock have me scrambling to schedule their arrivals to allow each time for an inspection and haggling, though I'm fairly sure I will get my price. She looks good in the sunlight. Her yellow colour suits her, and it was that colour that attracted me to her in the first place. No discrimination here. The first caller turns up dead on time and walks around her, taking note of her lines, the signs of ageing that all old girls get after years of faithful service, even a few small hints of cancer. I tell him of her faithfulness, of my unwavering trust in her, of her service. He offers me a price lower than I want, so I say no, explaining that I have 3 others coming this morning, and I am confident I'll get my price. As if arranged, the second buyer turns up, early by happen chance, and with a look of surprise, the first guy quickly agrees to my price. Guy too is not impressed. Crisp $100 bills are counted into my hand, and the paperwork is duly completed, and with a rising tide of emotion and a tightening chest, I watch her as she leaves in a trail of dust, as if trying to leave a filament of her existence, never to return. I feel abandoned, naked, as I stand there alone. Gone is my last emblem of freedom, my symbol of a life past, a joint history of adventure, drama, and fun. She signified footloose and unrestricted exploration through some of the wildest parts of Western and Northern Australia, bounded by neither time nor obligation. Together, we had been bogged to the axles in the soft sand of Cape Arid, gotten wet together as we forded the mighty rivers of the Kimberley, rattled across corrugations as big as the most severe shopping centre speed bumps, till my fillings threatened to fall out and she suffered stress fractures. She had sheltered me during a mini cyclone, and I had pulled her out with a little help when she got stuck in the mud. She was my symbol of all that and more, an icon of the travelling adventurer that I had been. In a way, she had helped ward off the haunting memories of those days of driving, camping, fishing and fun. Those invasive recollections of a year of endless summer had been tempered by the reassurance that she was still there, that I could go whenever I wanted. Together, we could again have wended our way through the tracks of near and far. Not now. She is gone. But a life has many different tracks, and here I was on a new one. A life where a 2-seat, 4-wheel drive Hilux ute has no place in my new urban world of 9-to-5, baby capsules and nappies. Farewell, old yellow truck, with your tired canvas canopy that once sheltered all my possessions. Serve another well, as you served me. And thanks for the memories.